Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about why the UK rents are at all-time highs.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So just off to pick up the little one from school. And I was supposed to go live today, but I've been to Valencia, been doing some planning and some strategy stuff, and I just didn't have time. So I figured we can put all that content down in this video. So, rents in the UK, they are at all-time highs. And despite us telling everybody this for the last 4 or 5 years that this was going to happen, obviously, people like Shelter, they know better, and politicians, of course, they know much, much more than we do, despite them not having a clue what's going on. And they all said we were wrong. And here we are, 4 or 5 years later, and rents are at all-time highs. So why are rents at all-time highs, and why did we know that rents were going to be at all-time highs anyway? So there's a couple of things. One is something called Section 24. Section 24 means that if you're a landlord and you're charging £1,000 a month for your property, and let's say you're a 40% taxpayer, you're charging £1,000 a month, your mortgage is, say, £600 a month. So obviously, you're making £400 a month profit and you're paying 40% tax on that, which is, what, £160, okay? That's how it used to be. Now, with exactly the same numbers, if you're making £1,000 and your mortgage is £600, you can basically wipe that out. You're basically paying tax on the entire £1,000. 40% tax on that is £400. You've now not just doubled your tax from £160, you're now going to £400. It's what, £240 extra. It's about 2.5 times the amount of tax you were paying before. So that £1,000, in order for the landlord to just break even, just to break even on that, they've got to put the rent up at least £250. So it's obvious. Now, some people go, yeah, but, you know, the rental market, it can only take what people can afford. And it's like, you've got it completely wrong. If that's what you think, you're too stupid to understand. And let me explain why. What happens is, the people right at the bottom, so let's take my properties that are 500, 550 a month. If they go up to 650, which they have done, okay, for people that could only afford 550, they have to move out. But there are always people above them, and always people below them, in terms of income. So what happens is that those people who are on 550 a month, they can't afford to live there, they'll have to go and live somewhere else. They'll have to work more hours, get a better job, get a second job, get a third job, whatever it happens to be, in order to stay there. And if they can't afford it, they get evicted. They have to leave, because rents have gone up. And the reason why rents have gone up is because taxes have gone up. And it's not even that the landlords are making more money. But look, you try and explain this to stupid people, Shelter. I saw a woman last week on Twitter rattling on about landlords. Let's talk about this now, because this is really relevant. She was basically saying that landlords, even good landlords who keep rents purposefully low, do all the repairs, are bad people. Right? And then everybody else comes out and starts going on about parasites and, you know, things like that. Now, what this does for me is I see a couple of things happening. First of all, I see people calling me a parasite. And I'm a big boy, I don't really mind being called a parasite, but if that's what you're going to call me, and you're going to be vehemently insisting that I'm a parasite, maybe I might not want to keep rents low anymore. Maybe I'm like, well, screw it. If that's how you think I might as well stick the rents up, and, you know, if I'm going to be dealt with in such a manner, then I might as well act like that. That's the first thing. The second thing is that she was saying that you're a bad landlord, you're a bad person. You might be a good landlord, but you're still a bad person, because you're taking a house, a resource that everyone should have access to. What, you mean like food? So it's all right for Tesco's to make money on food, basics. It's all right for a doctor to earn over £100,000 a year, basics. But it's not all right for people to supply good quality housing because they're parasites and they're taking advantage of a bad person. So I'm like, okay, well, look, if I'm going to be a bad person, I wasn't going to put rents up. But screw it, frankly. If you're calling me a bad person, if others are calling me parasitical, fine. I honestly, I don't mind being called that. If that's what you want to do, not my problem. But also, remember, but if that's what you're going to call me, then that's what we'll start acting like. So my rents have gone up. And so it's not just Section 24 that are forcing rents up. You're actually removing the motivation for landlords to keep rents as low as possible. And I actually have kept rents as low as possible for many, many years. We've had one tenant, she's been in 13 years, she's had one rent rise, she moaned like crazy when she got that, and we're going to have to put the rents up again because of the tax situation. And obviously they don't understand that. And there's other things going on, such as, if you've got a portfolio like I have, there are other costs that are now coming into it. So, for example, Grenfell. I've had to pay, for example, £1,200 on a balcony I haven't even got. But because I own an apartment in a block of apartments and the other ones have balconies, I still have to pay a portion of my service charge on a balcony, even though I don't have one. Not only that, we've got other stuff coming in. We've got a Grade 2 listed building, it's just been charged £16,000 for damp because the developers didn't do the job properly 10 years ago. And you can't take the developers to court. It's either too late or they've gone bust, or the way that developers work is that they create a brand new business, do the work, and then we close that business down. That's how they do it. That's how they avoid. It's like damp proofing with 20-year guarantees. I guarantee that a damp proofer with a 20-year guarantee, that business no longer exists. They start up a new business, they close it down. Start up a new business, close it down. I give it 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years, and we keep shutting them down. It's just how business is done. And it's the same with developers. So you've got Section 24, you've got Grenfell, you've got other stuff like, you know, like the damp on the Grade 2 listed buildings. You've then got removal of stamp duty, so it's much more expensive. Sorry, addition of stamp duty for additional properties, an extra 3% for landlords. You've also got removal of wear and tear, which is a 10% tax. And then what happens is, the woman that was talking about how evil landlords are and what evil people they are, okay, now we're evil, that's fine. Now, do you know what their solution is to fix it? To put more tax. So it's like, this is the level of thinking that people are at. Tax is the main reason that rents have gone up. And yet, in order to take rents down, they think adding more tax. How is that going to help? All that it's going to do is that those landlords that are left are going to go, oh my goodness, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm going to sell up. And people go, well, that's brilliant, because now there's a rental property that's back on the market. It's like, no, there's millions of properties for sale at the moment. How many rental properties are there? Thousands? Big difference between the two there. And the difference in availability isn't the same. Because if 1,000 new homes come on the market, whoopee-doo. There's always been millions for sale anyway. If 1,000 rental properties go off the market, that's a big problem for tenants. Because all it's done is it's removed 1,000 properties. And then we complain that rents have gone up. And then they say, well, let's add more tax and that will solve that problem, thus pushing rents up. It's not even rocket science. It's so basic in terms of economics. And yet, we've got people who simply cannot understand why rents have gone up and why this is happening. And their solution to it all is to beat up landlords even more. It's ridiculous. I mean, I get really frustrated from it. And you can tell, because you can hear it in my voice. But I'm like, there's nothing I can do. You know, as one person with a podcast, people listen to it. There's nothing I can do from this tax perspective. I can't build more houses, and that's obviously one of the other things that people have a go at. Well, you're not building anything, are you? You're taking an available resource and keeping it for yourself, and so you're hoarding property. We're hoarding property. So in my world, we provide good quality housing for a reasonable price. That's what we provide. Not everybody wants to rent, not everybody can buy. The deposits don't magically appear out of nowhere just because a thousand new properties have come on the market because landlords have left the business. You know, the deposit, you don't get 10, 20% deposits magically because a landlord sold up somewhere in Leeds. And yet they can't seem to grasp these really basic, simple concepts. And you can tell how people think by asking this one question. And the one question is this. If there is an empty property, and if the landlord could do with a £10,000 loan to bring that property into fruition, then it should be a guaranteed loan, but it should be rented back to the council, and the council can manage it to pay off the loan, right? You know, so 20% of the rent goes towards it. But that loan should be it should be interest-free. You ask somebody that, and their head will explode. How disgusting, giving landlords tax-free loans. And it's like, but do you not want them to spend the money on the house and get the house back into rental and bring the 100,000 empty properties back into fruition? Yeah, but you don't want to give the landlord help to do that. No. Well, it's catch 22. You can't have it both ways. You either do it one way or you don't do it at all. And here we are. We have to deal with people that just vehemently hate landlords. And, you know, like I say, it makes no difference to me. I'm going to get paid my rent regardless. The rents are going to go up regardless. I'm going to be paying down my mortgages regardless. But right now, we want to help people as much as we can, and our hands are tied because taxes are going up. Anyway, that was a nice little rant. Hope you enjoyed that one. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latter. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.